Hi, my name is Jed Cody, and I'm here with Cohort 9 classmate Bill Miller doing our interview. Hi, Bill. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Jed. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. So where are you attending Western Carolina from?
I am attending Western Carolina University from lovely Leesburg, Florida, which is way down in Central Florida. So I'm quite thankful this program is online because that would be one heck of a commute.
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. So, can you tell me anything interesting about Leesburg?
Sure. We're pretty much centrally located in Florida, roughly 50 miles from each coast. We're about an hour north of Orlando. We've got all the attractions you could want with Walt Disney World and Universal Studios and dozens of other things. We've got wonderful weather most of the year. They call it Chamber of Commerce weather with blue skies and golden sunshine. My girlfriend currently lives in Ohio, and she says they've got winter 6 months out of the year, so she's going to be coming down at Christmas, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Definitely. So can you tell me a little bit about yourself, Bill?
I'm Bill Miller. I'm 34 years of age. I happen to be a quadriplegic, which would be a little more obvious if we were doing this interview in person versus on the phone. But technically speaking, I'm a C12 quadriplegic, much like the late Christopher Reeve, and I'm ventilator dependent and paralyzed from the neck down. I can't move either my arms or my legs. It sounds like it's really, really bad, but it's not that big a deal. Getting back to Christopher Reeve for one moment, he inspired me to not accept anything as a barrier and not let any barriers stop me, so he's one of the reasons that I'm in this program. I was pretty determined before I had the inspiration of his example, but he's definitely helped me to look towards bigger and better things and past the disability. One of which is my stepmom, Donna. When she saw how well I could drive my wheelchair and knew that there's a need for recreation for me and for others like me, and she got me together with a retired engineer named Claude Giguer, and the two of us co-invented a bowling device called the ICANN Bowler. And we realized that if it was feasible for me, it would be feasible for many people. I drive my wheelchair with my mouth with something called a sip and puff system, and if I can drive my chair successfully with my mouth and bowl successfully, and I've actually bowled 13 games of 200 or better, then we realized that anybody should be able to bowl. And so the three of us, Claude, myself, and an entrepreneur named Vincent Seifer, we formed a company called Manufacturing Genuine Thrills. And our vision is to get wheelchair users back in the game of life. And it's a whole lot of fun. We got the ICANN Bowler sanctioned for league and tournament play by the United States Bowling Congress, which is the sanctioning body for bowling. And I can bowl with and against able-bodied people or against fellow wheelchair users. So it's a lot of fun. And one major occurrence for us as a company is Extreme Makeover Home Edition. They found our device and they're building a house for a young man in a wheelchair, and they took him on vacation to redo his house. They took him bowling with our device, and Claude actually flew up there, and that episode is tentatively scheduled to air in October, on October 21st, which is a Friday. So we're looking forward to that. That should be fantastic publicity for us.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's really incredible. So what made you decide on a master's degree in entrepreneurship?
Well, for background purposes, getting back a little bit, I was initially a math major at the University of Florida when I was injured at the age of 20, just before beginning my senior year. But I always wanted to graduate from the University of Florida. It's a really good school, and I've always been a Gator for as long as I can remember. And so after I was injured in 1997, it's been a little bit more than 14 years now. After I was injured, I was kind of waiting for an online option for the University of Florida to develop. And they came out with an online business program with a Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration, and I started that in 2005. And I needed to prove that I could be successful despite quadriplegia, because I can't move my arms to my legs. I needed to prove I could be successful. So my goal was to get a 4.0 throughout that program, and I was able to achieve that. graduated on August 12, 2008, but I knew I had to continue my education because with my level of injury, I require a pretty high level of care, so I need to have as many good job options and make as much money as possible, to be quite honest. So I knew I needed an advanced degree, and when I started looking around, there was 30,000 people out of work with MBA degrees back in 2008. Of course, that's right when the economy was probably at its worst. But anyway, entrepreneurship ties in with our efforts with trying to get wheelchair users back in the game of life. And so I was hoping that this degree could help me help our business. And also, one of my major aspirations is I'm going to teach at the college level, which requires at least 15 hours in a particular subject. And when I was looking at MBA degrees, the most that the minors in MBA, MBA degrees with a concentration in entrepreneurship, the most hours that they had was roughly like 12, so that wasn't enough. So that told me that I needed an actual master's degree in entrepreneurship. And when I found Western Carolina University's program, I thought it's the perfect opportunity, and I'm really excited about learning about entrepreneurship and what I'll be able to do with it in the future.
Wow, awesome. So, what made you pick WCU just with it being online?
Well,
it's 9 o'clock p.m.
Yes, I needed an online option for sure. I think I discovered like 3 programs at the time that were feasible, and it took me a while to secure funding. That's one of the major reasons for the delay between my graduation in 2008 and starting this program this fall in 2011. But I needed an online opportunity, and I needed a highly accredited program. If you're going to teach or do anything valuable with it, it needs to be accredited. And I was impressed with what Dr. Lockwood put together, and it just seemed like an excellent opportunity for me. So I jumped on it as soon as the funding came through, and the funding came through this year, and here we are.
Wonderful, Bill. Well, it's very exciting. It's very nice to meet you. I'm looking forward to having classes with you for the next 2 years.
Me too, Judd. You're an interesting guy, and I appreciate it, and I thank you for your time, and thank you for the interview.
Thank you as well.